SLUG constitutes Utah influencers. We use our voice to nurture what's important in inspiring a healthy community. Music, arts, lifestyle, and events.
Shh. Are you listening?
This is SLUG Soundwaves.
I'm Joshua Faulkner, and I play 8-bit synthesizers in Conquer Monster.
I'm Daniel Romero, and I play synthesizers in Conquer Monster.
Conquer Monster consists of Daniel and I. We actually met at a party, and we instantly started geeking out. It's an electronic sci-fi duo, and we pull just from both of our interests. Daniel's really interested in collecting vintage synths. I'm really interested in modifying obsolete computing equipment and turning it into synthesizers. And so we take both of those things, put it together, make electronic music, and we give it kind of a sci-fi theme to it, where we use old 1950s radio samples to tell stories. Most of our stuff is through composed, and so we don't really come back to like a chorus. When you see us live, we're standing behind two large tables filled with equipment, and we can be playing 2 to 3 instruments at any given moment. I play a number of modified obsolete computing equipment, like a Commodore 64, a Game Boy, a bunch of other things like that, and we're just two nerds who like math almost as much as we like making music with vintage gear. When our passions are combined in the context of music, we time travel to a future the 80s promised but was never able to deliver on.
It was like a terrible nightmare. I'll never forget when I first saw him. A man so monstrous, so unhuman, that I refused to think it could ever happen again to anyone else.
Since our songs are mostly instrumental, we use our instruments to convey thoughts and emotions and stories. In other words, we speak through our synths most of the time. We've also always loved using visuals for our live sets, as well as speech samples in our songs to help shape the mood. So when Josh and I started writing Metatransit, we really wanted to explore putting out something that wasn't just a musical composition, but rather something that was its own unique entity. So we then started brainstorming the idea of incorporating a companion piece, a comic book. Being the science nerds that we are, we knew it had to be sci-fi themed. And given our style of songwriting, a dystopian electro sci-fi album just felt right. So after we wrapped our heads around what we wanted, we contacted Black Omen Comics to help us bring the project alive. From there, the companion comic book Purge Worlds was born. So as Black Omen worked on the story and artwork, we worked on the soundtrack in parallel. We were equally giddy about the world we were creating.
The story takes place in the future, specifically in the year 4532, and there's two corporations that own different planetary networks. They go by Populus and Idealis. And on the outside, the two corporations are seemingly peaceful, but it's really like a Cold War situation where they have, you know, covert operations where they're assassinating different high-level officials. Also, there's a segment of their assassin organization within Idealis where any assassins that try to leave the profession are hunted down by the specific, the top assassins, and they're killed for trying to leave. It's kind of a life commitment to be in this organization. The big part of this universe and where we get the name Metatransit is from the specific technology that they use to travel between these planets. Because some of these planets are, you know, half a light year away from each other. You can't use regular means to travel. And so what they do is they take all the data that would make up a person. So we have physical data, emotional data, memories, anything that you can think of that makes you a person. And that stuff is translated into notes for a song. And then live musicians play these songs over and over and over send that data on radio waves at the speed of light to the place that they want to go. That data, or the song, is interpreted as a person at the receiving station, and these pod bodies are kind of filled with a person, and then the one that they just left gets recycled and reused. And that's kind of how we tie music into what we're doing.
I think we're gonna live.
Somehow I knew we wouldn't die.
So last summer we had a booth in the STEM building at Craft Lake City, and we talked with a ton of people. We had a blast showcasing our gear. We brought a lot of CircuitBend stuff. I talked to so many people that weekend that I'm pretty sure I lost my voice by the end of it. But one of the great people we had the chance of meeting, though, was Sarah Longoria, the director of the Municipal Ballet Company. And during Craft Lake City, Municipal just happened to be collaborating with my friend's Color Animal, and I mentioned to Sarah how cool I thought it was that they were combining dance and live music as a single performance. And I stressed to her how much we would love to work with them in the future. And fortunately, she contacted us this December. We were so happy to hear from her because we already knew it was something we wanted to do. We really felt we could give Municipal a unique experience to explore and interpret the storyline and mood of our album Metatransit. Plus, honestly, to have a ballet company perform to your album slash comic book while you play the score live, I mean, it's just an amazing opportunity. We're super thankful to be in a community of such talented people. It's why we love collaborating. It allows us to do things we likely wouldn't be able to do on our own.
It's going to happen on April 7th and 8th at the Urban Lounge, and it's an early show. The doors open at 6 p.m., and the show starts at 7 p.m. In a nutshell, we love collaborating with any type of local artist, but we also like pushing the boundaries of what it means to be just a band. Most bands focus on music. We focus a lot on music as well, but we love having a visual element. So we collaborate with local glitch artists. We've released our album Metatransit as VHS, which has a visual element for every single song on our album. And so when we were presented with this idea to be a part of a sci-fi ballet, it just sounded right up our alley. What I like specifically about it, though, is when we were collaborating with Black Omen Comics, it gave us a way to turn the abstract ideas that we had for our album into a very tangible, concrete story. By collaborating with Municipal, it kind of gives us back some of that abstract feeling where we still have a visual element to it, but we're not like explicitly telling you what's happening in the story. It kind of gives us this happy medium between being purely abstract when you're just listening to our album and then very concrete reading the comic book.
This album is really special to me. I've listened to it well over 100 times. I've spent countless hours in my room playing the songs. I feel like it's truly a part of me. So there are darker moments, happier moments, magical parts, parts that have a strong sense of emotion. And I feel all these aspects are an extension of myself in a way. And I think when people listen to the album, they can really pick up on certain moods that are trying to be conveyed. That's one of the great things Josh and I love about Metatransit. There are so many different states and soundscapes that transpire throughout the entire album. Some tracks are mild and moody, others are dancey, electro sci-fi, some are bright and upbeat, and some include a range of everything. And that's what I think I'm most excited about with the ballet, is that they have this rainbow of sounds and moods to interpret. And I feel like dance is probably the best medium to help enhance the overall feel of the album.
When we were in initial discussions with Municipal about doing this project, we gave them everything. We told them what's happened in the first book, second book, third book, and fourth book. So they know the entire story arc of our album, even though only two books have been released to the public. And we gave them complete creative control, because one of the big parts of this for Daniel and I is to see what they can create with what we've created. We don't want to put them in a box and say, do this, because that would be our vision, not theirs. So we're really excited to see how everything goes together and how the audience reacts to what they created as well as what we created. And because it is so abstract, we feel like it's not going to ruin the experience for anyone who's really into the comics. The way that I like to think about it is like foreshadowing in a book or a movie. We get little hints as we're being told a story that something might happen later. I think the ballet can do that a little bit better than our music can. So if you're watching scenes that happen in the second or the third book, you might have an idea as to maybe this character might do something. But I don't think anybody's going to be like concrete, like this guy's dying, this guy's going to blow up the world, or, you know, whatever goes on. Two changes that Municipal has made to the story is that they've combined the two main characters, one is male, one is female, into a single character. And they've also changed other minor characters to female. So the entire cast of dancers are female.
One of the most exciting parts for us about this performance is we get to play the album start to finish. And I think we get excited about playing it chronologically because we intimately know where our songs belong in the universe that we've written them for. It's special for us to play them in order, almost like some cool combo you do to unlock a secret character in a video game. We usually don't play it in order live because of time constraints and the lack of ease of transitions from one song to another. Since we have a rather complex gear setup, we try to construct live performances that line up songs with similar settings. For some songs, Josh even has to use an old TV to navigate through the settings on his Commodore 64. So since there is usually little to no time in between dance performances, practicing playing the album without pauses has been our main focus. And for the really tight squeezes, we've composed short transitional interludes that bridge the time needed to switch up our settings.
So we met Tanner when we opened at Urban Lounge for L1011, and he came up to us. He was really excited. He liked our music. He told us that he'd heard of us before when he lived in Atlanta. He just moved out here, and he saw that we were selling our album on VHS, and that was kind of the thing that sealed the deal between us. We just talked to him for probably an hour that night about what he does with VHS stuff. So when he does glitch stuff at our shows, he's running like two or three VHS players through a couple video mixers that are, you know, from the early 90s, and doing some, you know, classic, you know, in quotes, classic kind of lo-fi transitions between things. He'll throw some 8-bit stuff in there. He'll throw some unique, weird video stuff that he's just picked up throughout the years. And all of it comes together to create this like great glitched out VHS worn weird visual that is sometimes projected directly on us or sometimes projected just really large behind what we're doing. And as for the Municipal show, Tanner's working really close with the choreographers, and he's trying to find that perfect balance where he can showcase his glitched out, really cool style that he has of video art, but not overshadow the dancing. Because the dancing is kind of what we want everyone to focus on visually, but, you know, he might bring in some glitch stuff on a really intense part and kind of fade it out and let you just focus on the dancers. It's really up to Tanner and the choreographers, though, how it ultimately turns out.
The combination of visuals, dancing, and the story arc of the album will make this performance a once-in-a-lifetime experience for not only the audience, but all of us as well. So much effort and preparation has been put into it from everyone involved. Plus, Josh and I will have some pretty dope costumes. We love performing live in general, but being able to play the score to a ballet performance that is inspired by our album is just a dream.
So Black Omen Comics released Book 2 at Salt Lake Comic-Con's Fan X on March 17th. You can get it digitally through their website if you just want a PDF copy of it. If you want to get a physical copy, most local comic book shops carry the first two issues, and we carry them at all of our shows. So the first time that we'll have book two is at our municipal show that we've been talking about. And as far as talking about the story for the second book, because it is so new, Black Omens asked me not to say too much, but I'll say what I can. So the first book is mainly exposition. We're introduced to the main character, Agent Brandon Lau. We start to understand his motivations, why he is an assassin, but also why he wants to stop being an assassin. And we're also introduced to the main technology that kind of pushes the story. So the second book does two things really well. It shows how talented Agent Lau is, and it shows how diabolical idealist his employer is. And there's a lot of just back and forth where you think he's not going to get out of it. Maybe he does. You think he's going to get out of it, but he doesn't. And unfortunately, that's really all I can say about the second issue right now.
So to help illustrate the universe that we've been depicting, we're going to play Dystopian Underworld, which is the first track off of Metatransit. And it sets the scene for the entire album.
So we will be performing Metatransit, our album, in its entirety with Municipal Ballet Company on April 7th and 8th at the Urban Lounge. Remember, it's an early show. The doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7 p.m. It is 21 or older, and it will be $10 at the door. If you want to stay in touch with us, Facebook is the best way. It's just facebook.com/conquermonster. And we actually use most forms of social media. We have a Twitter, and Instagram, Tumblr, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, and all of them are just Conquer Monster. So at Conquer Monster, you'll find us. You can also stream us on Spotify and purchase our album on Bandcamp.
Can't get enough Slug? New and exclusive online content goes live each week at slugmag.com.